Today we're building a classic old-school drum and bass call-and-response riff in Ableton Live 12, and we're routing it so it feels deep, moody, and atmospheric instead of thin or crowded. This is a really important jungle workflow, because the riff isn't just about the notes. The routing, the effects, and the way the parts answer each other are all part of the vibe. That's how you get movement without clutter and space for the drums and bass to breathe. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. 172 BPM is a great starting point for this kind of old-school jungle feel. Make sure you're in 4/4, then create a new MIDI track for the call. If you want to keep things extra clear, create a second MIDI track for the response as well. A good beginner rule here is one track, one job. The call track handles the punchy main stab. The response track handles the ghostly answer. Then the group can handle glue and shared processing. Keeping each part focused makes the whole thing much easier to mix. For the call sound, load a stock Ableton instrument that can make a sharp synthetic stab. Wave Eatable is a great choice, but operator, analog, or even simpler with a stab sample can work too. If you're using Wave Eatable, start with a saw wave on oscillator 1, then a square or slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. Add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and keep the filter fairly low so the sound feels dark and controlled. Shape the envelope so the attack is almost instant, the decay is short to medium, the sustain is low, and the release is short. That gives you a tight stab, with enough bite to cut through the mix. Then add some character with EQ8, saturator, and maybe the subtle chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. High pass the sound so it isn't fighting the bass, and don't be afraid to trim some muddy low mids if the patch starts sounding boxy. Now write the call phrase. Keep it simple and syncopated. You're not trying to write a big melody here. You want a phrase that feels like a statement. A really useful approach is to work in a minor key, like D minor, F minor, or a minor. In D minor, for example, you can build the phrase from the root, minor 3rd, 5th, and minor 7th. So think D, F, A, and C. Rhythmically, try placing short stabs on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and maybe the A of 4. That off-grid feel is part of the jungle energy. Keep the phrase short, maybe 1 or 2 bars at most. You want it to feel like a hook, not a busy lead line. Now let's build the response. The response should answer the call, not compete with it. One easy way to do this is to duplicate the MIDI clip onto a second track and make the response sound darker and deeper. You could use a filtered pad, a more washed-out stab, or the same sound with heavier reverb and delay. Another good move is to shift the response slightly later in the bar so it feels like a shadow of the original phrase. If you want a more obvious contrast, make the call dry, punchy, and more centered, and make the response wetter, wider, and a little more distant. That foreground versus background contrast is what makes the conversation feel alive. Now comes the routing, and this is where the workflow really starts to shine. Select both the call and response tracks and group them together with Command or Control G. Rename the group to something like Riff Bus. This way, you can process the two parts separately, but also glue them together as one musical idea. Next, create two return tracks. Use one for delay and one for reverb. On the delay return, load echo or delay. Keep the wet signal at 100% since it's a return track. Try sync times like eighth notes, dotted eighths, or quarters. Feedback around 25% to 45% is a good starting point, and it helps to darken the repeats with filtering so the delay sits behind the main hit instead of taking over. A great trick here is to automate the send amount so the delay blooms at the end of a phrase. That gives you the classic call and response feeling, where the phrase speaks, then the echo answers. On the reverb return, use hybrid reverb or regular reverb. Keep it dark and deep. A decay between 1.5 and 4 seconds can work well, with a small pre-delay so the original stab stays clear. High pass the reverb so it doesn't fill up the low end, and keep the top end a little rolled off. If the reverb is too bright, the riff will start floating on top of the mix instead of sitting inside the jungle atmosphere. Now for movement. Add auto filter to the call, response, or the whole riff bus. This is one of the easiest ways to create tension over time. Start with the cutoff a bit low, then slowly open it over 8 bars. You can also add a touch of resonance if you want a little more character. In jungle and DNB, that kind of filter automation is huge, because it lets the arrangement reveal itself gradually instead of hitting you all at once. Once the individual parts are working, process the whole riff bus. A simple chain could be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and utility. Start by high passing around 120 Hz to keep space for the bass. If it sounds muddy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 HC, then add a little saturation, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, and use glue compressor lightly, just enough to make the two parts feel like a single unit. Finish with utility. If you want to manage width or keep the low end more centered, the goal here is not to crush the riff, it's to make it feel focused, glued together, and ready to sit with the drums. To make the call and response really feel like a conversation, lean into contrast. The call can be short and direct. The response can be lower, wetter, or slightly delayed. The call can be brighter while the response is darker, or the other way around. The call can have tighter rhythm, while the response can hold longer tails. Even a simple octave change can make a huge difference. Here's a varied effective arrangement approach. For the first four bars, let the call play mostly by itself with the filter somewhat closed. For the next four bars, bring in the response with more delay or reverb. In bars 9 through 12, let both parts play together and open the filter a little more. Then in the final four bars, strip things back again and leave just a tail, a ghost note, or a filtered fragment. That kind of progression makes the riff feel like it's developing, not just looping. And in jungle, that sense of motion is everything. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make both parts too busy. If both the call and response are packed with notes, the whole thing loses its conversation feel. Second, don't drown it in reverb. Too much wash will smear the timing and eat into the drum impact. Third, make sure the riff isn't living in the same low-end space as your bass. High pass early and often if needed. And fourth, check that the two parts actually sound different in some way. If they're identical, it becomes a loop, not a dialogue. A few extra pro tips. Use clip-level volume if one note is poking out too hard. That keeps the performance balanced before the processing chain even starts. If you want a more haunted jungle feel, tuck in a quiet noise layer underneath the response and filter it heavily. If the riff feels too clean, reduce perfection a little. Shorter envelopes, tiny timing nudges, gentle saturation, and less stereo whitening on the core sound can all help. And once you get a version you like, save it as a new scene or preset so you don't accidentally overwrite your good work. Here's a simple practice challenge. Build a two-bar jungle conversation in D minor using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the call track to 4 short stabs max per bar. Let the response have 2 or 3 longer or more delayed notes. Route both to a group, add 1 delay return and 1 reverb return, and high-pass both tracks around 120 Hz. Then make the response feel deeper by lowering the filter, adding more reverb, moving it down an octave, or placing it slightly later. Loop it over 8 bars and automate the filter cutoff, the delay send, or the group saturation drive. If you can do that, you've got a real jungle production tool, not just a loop. The big takeaway is that routing is part of the musical idea. In old school DNB, the space between the notes and the way you send them through the mix is what creates the atmosphere. So build the call, build the response, route them cleanly, and let the delay and reverb do some of the storytelling. That's how you get that deep, moody, old-school jungle energy in Ableton Live 12.